Hello, everybody. Welcome to Noxcast episode 64.
That faint voice in the distance is Robert Benfer.
What? Am I really that hard to hear?
No, it doesn't matter. I'm gonna do a normalized filter, a compressed filter on this later, so all our voices will be the same level.
Okay, that's good. We have Matt. We might have Matt.
I'm typing.
Hey, Matt Books.
Hi.
Welcome to Noxcast episode 64.
It's such an occasion. I had to come. I had to be here.
Yes. So,
This is a special episode of Noxcast. Because earlier me and Jason were talking to each other about Aladdin.
The feature film by Walt Disney.
Yeah, you just instant messaged me, and you know what a really great film is? Aladdin.
It's
then
true.
We started talking about Aladdin.
Aladdin was a wonderful picture.
You're right. They don't make movies like Aladdin anymore.
What did you think about Aladdin, Matt?
It was all right. Didn't
all
we
right.
do an Aladdin thing already where, like, we read it off the script and I was the bird?
In some instances, I must say, this was an uplifting experience.
Aladdin was fantastic, man.
We're not playing Aladdin now. Now we're talking Aladdin.
I think fans had enough of Aladdin.
I mean, you had this great voice acting by Robin Williams. You had Gilbert Gottfried and probably the role most people still remember him by.
Poor Gilbert.
People just come up to Gilbert Gottfried and they're like, "Do the bird." He just talks in his normal voice.
What are you talking about?
Matt does a great Gilbert. Matt.
Yeah, but you got thrilling musicals. You got high-paced action. Now, Aladdin, man.
Sorry.
You know, movie wasn't nearly as good.
Aladdin 2.
The Return of Jafar.
I thought the Return of Jafar was okay.
No, it didn't make any sense, man, because in the Return of Jafar, like, the genie has the rings back on his hands again. Like, they made a big deal out of it in the first movie. Like, the big moment for genie was when he finally got freed and the rings fell off his hand that binded him. And then in the second movie, they're back.
It was the third one that I didn't like.
Ah, the third one was okay.
I don't remember what the third one was about.
They needed to make a spin-off movie with Iago the parrot.
They made a whole spin-off television series. What do you want?
about Iago?
He was in it. He was the same voice too.
No, but about just Iago.
That would be boring.
No, that would be awesome.
That would
what are you
not
talking
be
about?
Boring.
Like Arabian days. See, now I have the stupid songs in my head. God, I hate Aladdin.
Aladdin, man.
More often than not, a lot hotter than hot, in a lot of good ways.
Matt, do the bird.
Ah, what are you talking about?
Oh, man, that sucked.
Your face sucks!
that sucked.
The voice is still pretty low, Robert.
Damn it. Okay, what about now?
Now it's good.
Robert Bedford broadcasting from
this
underneath
is good,
a rock.
So I gotta...
You gotta just project your voice more, man.
All you wanted was a friend!
You gotta be like, hey! Do that, man, do that. Hey!
Hey!
There you go. It's wonderful.
Hey!
Hey! Hey!
This is exactly what I said was going to happen. We were going to talk about Aladdin for like 5 minutes, and then we weren't going to have anything else.
You're right, and we've actually been talking about Aladdin for 4 minutes.
He's good.
And you would guess seven, though.
I did guess seven, lied.
You guessed seven, and you said five here to make you seem special. Is that it, Robert?
Yeah.
Steal the show, Robert.
You know what? I have an idea,
what?
An idea, Robert.
What? What?
I have an idea.
Your idea.
Let's go through all of the unread fan mail.
Oh my lord.
Let's go through every single one of them.
Read fan mail in like, what, 30 episodes?
Yeah, about 30 episodes, I would think.
A game? Like checkers?
No.
Scrabble?
No.
Monopoly?
No.
Parcheesi?
No.
Clue?
No.
Scrabble?
Matt Bulks, while I'm opening the fan mail, why don't you tell a story?
Well, Matt,
any
yeah.
kind of story?
Tell a story, Matt.
What kind of story?
A magical story.
Okay. Once upon a time, there was a magical dumpster. And in this magical dumpster lived Terry the Rat. Terry was enjoying life till one day, mafioso family of Connecticut decided to drop a body in his wonderful, wonderful dumpster. Turned his world into a steaming, stinking pile of rotting corpses.
That's magical.
Didn't mind. He made the best out of it. He curled up in the soft folds of the fat, dead guy's body.
Man, this is something. What do you think about this, Robert?
Find a good fan mail that like that isn't like anti me.
He chewed on his fingernails and made pointy swords to fight off other rats with.
See, we need to have a spin-off podcast called Matt Book Storytime.
Yeah, we do.
That'll be great.
Then yeah, one day, the evil fly lord came down and decided that she was going to lay her eggs deep, deep, deep inside the fat, rotting Italian mobster's dead carcass.
So there we got two spinoffs. We got story time with Matt, and then we got Knox at Night.
Yeah. let's see.
First, Terry was angry by these new invaders, little white, pus-filled maggots eating his precious, warmth-giving corpse.
Okay, here's an email from Rory. He says, Knox, I do not think there should be hippies. Hippies are useless.
Wow, how old is that email?
It's from March.
Okay.
One day, exterminators came. They were just about to shoot Terry right in the back of the head with an rat exterminating crossbow when the maggots made little disgusting maggot sounds, disgusted the exterminator so much that he spared Terry's rat life and called the cops. And forever, Terry was indebted to the maggots, so he scooped them up. And before the cops could come to take away the body, Terry and the maggot family scurried off into the sewer, where they lived happily ever after.
Beep, I'm ready. What's happening? 65. Don't touch me there.
Or 65?
This is episode 64.
64?
Yeah, you ready?
60. No. It's been over a year.
You ready, Robert?
Kyle writes in to say, I think Knox is right, hippies suck. Got a stream of hippie emails here.
And where were you like 5 months ago?
Got one from Lucas, says, yeah, Knox, I hate you.
Oh, thanks.
Jason is the greatest, and Knox
I'm
is
coming for you, Knox. I'm armed and dangerous.
Knox, I hate you. Jason is the greatest, and Knox is an arrogant, self-centered 3-year-old.
Oh, wow. Some serious Knox hate right there.
Yeah.
Man, who was that guy?
Hate mail. What's up with that?
Who was that guy?
That was Lucas.
Lucas sucks.
I think he's written some emails saying Knox sucks before, so I think it's mostly the same people. Henry writes
like
in to
like
say, yeah, Henry writes in to say, I hate hippies too, don't do drugs, stay in school. Now we got one from Nicholas. He says, I sent you an email last time saying I was offended by your anti-hippie talk. So I emailed you again with stuff hippies have brought to America. We would not have Woodstock, Burning Man, Bonnaroo Music Festival, tie-dye.
Oh, wow. Oh man, you're so right.
Pattern textile or clothing which is made from ordinary cloth. Okay.
Who cares?
man.
The following is a list of people who influenced or were part of the hippie movement, as well as who sought to repress it. Okay, let's go to the next email. Got another hippie email from Chris, the stand-up comedian. I'm writing you to tell you that I am neither a hippie nor am I opposed to them, nor do I mind your comments about them. In my opinion, if something's funny, say it, and there is just so much to make fun of about hippies now, isn't there?
Yes, there is.
They smell bad. They don't shower.
He wrote a lot more, but I'm gonna skip over it because we have another 1,000 emails to get through.
See, this is what we get for not answering our fan mail.
You guys are dicks.
What are you doing over there anyway? You're just typing on your computer and not even paying attention to the episode.
I'm talking to people about beta tests that they're in, and I'm in.
Sure you are. Beta tests.
That's what the hip kids are calling it these days.
James emailed us a list.
Building houses each and every day.
Building houses the American way.
We build a lot of houses all across the street. Yeah, first American can't be beat. I tell ya, here in Carolina, people know where to roam
when they need a home.
It says what hippies are good for.
Oh my god, get off the hippies!
It says parking your car on them. Sending them to war so they get killed instead of real people.
Yeah, that's so funny too, man.
Medical testing.
That actually is good.
Medical testing?
Target practice. Hamburgers. Hippies make great janitors.
Three good ones so far, James.
Hippies are always good for kicking. Raw sewage storage. Hippies will eat anything.
Ew. Don't they store that on their own anyway?
Hippies are flammable and make for great campfire fuel.
Ah, that's a good one.
Hippies are great for mixing with cement and throwing off bridges.
And that's more like, Italian guys.
Go to the next email.
Man, the BioShock website is just being destroyed right now because everyone and their grandmother is logging into the site to download the PC demo of BioShock.
My God.
It's BioShock.
It's the spiritual successor to System Shock.
What the hell is System Shock?
System Shock was voted one of the scariest first-person shooters of all time.
Oh, really? I've never heard of it.
Yeah.
Okay, we got an email from...
Who was that made?
90s.
The 90s?
We got an email from Ryza.
What?
She says,
Ryza?
Yeah, she says, do you think Knut, I guess, the polar bear should live? This is an old email.
Sure, Ryza. Who's named after the planet Ryza in Star Trek.
Okay, we got an email from Zachary. He says, I hate hippies so much that I hate them. That is how much I hate them. P.S. Knox sucks.
Oh.
So he's
stuck
kind of
it in there.
He hates hippies, and he hates me.
What a little sweet.
Got an email from Sky the Hedgehog.
Hate you, Sky. I don't know
says, why. Did you ever think of making a clay movie about when clay people meets man?
Stupid. Sorry, I just say what I think.
Okay,
yeah,
we got one from Aqua Kami Bat.
Stupid.
It says, I guess it's Patrick. It says Knox, Jason, maybe President Books.
President,
you're not
Books.
Stupid now.
How far do you suppose or know you can throw a fish? It has to be a trout.
Wow. I live in Florida, man. There's like sea trout. They're huge. Right, 12, 15 feet.
Got an email from Molly. Says, have you noticed that most of the fan mails that you read are from people named Nick? I have noticed that, actually. We got a lot of Nicks. By the way, the Noxcast email is noxcastradio@gmail.com, and that's cast with a K, not a C.
Yeah, email us so we can ignore your emails.
Yeah, if you want the digital equivalent of writing out something and then throwing it away and forgetting about it, right there at noxcast@gmail.com.
Yeah, don't even bother emailing us, actually. We got, like, thousands of emails that we haven't even answered, and we're probably never going to answer.
We got an email from Andy. He says, one time I saw a hippie, and he looked dead, looking and high, and had a weird colored bust.
Awesome. Too. Thanks, Andy. Bye-bye now.
Oh, and I don't mind Robert's Jewish jokes because I'm not a Jew.
Oh, Andy, you're going to hell. I'm sorry. Mommy and Daddy are probably there waiting for you. Bye-bye, Andy.
One day last spring, while the snow was still on the ground and the chill in the air, my good friend Bernard Axelrod, with whom I have shared many a ghostly experience, called to say that he knew of a haunted house in New Jersey. Somewhere over the rainbow, skies are blue.
Man, you're a nice guy.
What the hell's a demo? Supposed to be a demo.
Hmm.
7 o'clock Eastern, there's supposed to be a demo on this Bioshock site. I'm looking all over for it. I can't find it.
Matt, you're doing a show.
Oh, yeah. Hey, everybody! Ow.
You just distorted everything.
Got an email from Alex. Says reasons why hippies are good.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
One, hippies are not good, they suck. Yeah, two, there's no number two, they just suck. Man, we got a lot of hippie hate, I'm surprised.
Hey, whatever happened to Aladdin?
I don't know.
He died of tetanus.
Died of tetanus.
Died
of
tetanus.
Like...
Skipping past a bunch of other hippie mail. We got a lot of response on the hippies thing.
I'll direct to them about hippies.
We had one episode like six months ago where I was talking bad about hippies, and then and now we're finally answering them.
I hear someone in your background, Knox.
Man, we got someone who wrote hippies are awesome, and they wrote it in many, many, many different font colors. And they sent a picture of a pot leaf.
Yeah.
Man, that'll show me.
Go figure, hippie.
Yeah, that'll show
I'll fight you with the power of pot, man!
Yeah, take that, Washington.
Oh, I'm so angry, but I can't remember why.
Okay. Now, instead of happen, I will find other ways of getting to you. Is that a clue? Tell me. My address. God, this is weird. I never get to talk to you when I call. I guess you must just be a busy guy now. I can't stay up for long. Anyway,
we got an email from, I think it's Adil. I don't know. I know why Robert hates Jewish people. Exhibit A, it says on his IMDb that he moved to Germany a few years ago.
What? No.
And according to Wikipedia, the Germans hated Jewish people in World War II.
No, Mike.
Which we all know is currently ongoing.
Yeah.
No, I was in Germany when I was like one. But that was because my dad was in the military.
Scheiße.
Yeah, that was it. I didn't move to Germany.
Got an email from Spencer. It says, have you ever tried Izzy? I found this natural fruit drink while looking for the Switch on your suggestion. I have tried Izzy. Every single one I've tried has been horrible.
Poor Spence.
Yeah.
Spence got shot down.
Going through these, man.
This episode sucks.
Yes!
I haven't said that in a while.
Excellent. Every time I'm on, I have to hear you say that.
I mean, you're over there, like, looking up your game demo, and Jason's reading fan mail that we're not really answering. We're just reading them.
Hey, I answered one.
We're not even answering these people. We're just reading their fan mail and then moving on to the next.
I answered the one about how far I could throw a fish.
He did. He answered.
See, I heard it again. Who's in the background? I demand to know.
That's Megan.
Put her on the microphone and let her say hello to everyone.
Hello.
Hello, Megan.
Hi.
What's up?
Huh?
What's up?
What's up?
Nothing. I'm listening to you guys reading about hippies.
If you suck, man.
See, I like Matt. At first, I was like, I don't really like this guy. But now I kind of like this guy.
Now he even like quotes my political posts on the forums.
Yeah, I do. Because at first I thought you sucked and I thought you were a douchebag, but up until like a few hours ago, I kind of realized that you're not that bad and you don't really suck that much.
Thanks, man. Thanks. It means a lot. Now I won't kill you as slowly as I had in mind.
Yeah. And you do a good Gilbert Gottfried.
I thought it sucked.
Well, you're good when you want to.
Oh, okay.
Do the bird.
The bird is Gilbert Gottfried.
Do the bird. That was like
Gilbert Gottfried.
That was retarded Pee Wee Herman. That was like a Pee Wee Herman that just got hit in the balls.
No, that would be like, again.
Got an email from Rebecca. Says, "Hey Knox, how can you not like Legendary Frog's work? It's the bomb."
No, it's not. Jason, do you like Legendary Frog?
No.
I don't like Legendary Frog. That's two votes against out of three.
I don't even know who Legendary Frog is.
See, Legendary Frog sucks. Yeah, he's a person. He's a guy who from like Newgrounds. He makes flash animations and they suck.
Poor guy. Probably gonna kill himself now. But whoever made Dad Comes Home from Work, boss!
Hey guys! You wanna go to Wendy's? Maybe go get a cheeseburger? Get some fries?
I talked to him once. He was an ass.
Who, the guy who made Dad Comes Home from Work?
What? What are you talking about?
Talking about Dad coming home from work, man.
Dad's home.
Awesome. Dad's home. Yeah, that's what it was.
You talked to that guy, Robert?
I was talking to Legendary Frog.
Oh.
What are you guys talking about?
The Dad's
talking
home
about something
guy.
Cool.
Who's Dad?
Dad's home. You know that cartoon?
No.
The dad comes home and he, like, starts wrecking everything?
No.
He goes absolutely knocking futs.
Got an email from Jeremy. He says, "In many of your episodes, you've talked about Matt Books running for president. Is this a joke or are you for real? P.S. Knox is ugly."
Who said that?
That was
Jeremy.
The haircut.
Who's that?
He's a very pretty man now that he has a haircut.
Who said that?
Someone named Jeremy, I don't know.
Oh, it was a guy. Did he really say that?
Yeah.
Well, it was a guy, so I don't care. And he was probably like 13. No, they're not. Only the people
gonna,
who hate me are 13.
He's gonna make sure everyone named Jeremy is banned from his forums now.
Everybody who likes me is like 45. Jason's 45. Matt is 12. My mom is 13.
So me and your mom don't like you?
Yeah.
Oh man, trying to find good emails. I remember why we haven't read emails in a while.
Read the next email! Immediately!
Just delete all of them and then start fresh.
Number 27! Number 13! Read an email! Yeah. You're not reading! Monarch is not pleased with this.
It's the best show ever made.
This is the best show ever made.
No, that.
Oh.
Adventure Brothers.
No. No, this is the best show ever made.
Adventure Brothers is the best animated program on TV right now.
You know what the best animated movie is?
What?
Aladdin.
Aladdin, yes.
Yeah. Going there. You telegraphed that one in, folks.
I went back in.
That's what we call a previous reference.
Yeah. That's what we call the end of the show. Good night, everybody. Good night.
Got an email from Darren.
Last episode.
Darren says, should there be a fat tax on fat people?
What?
That'd be awesome.
Matt can't afford it.
I know.
You're breaking up, Matt. I'm gonna temporarily put you on hold, Matt, to refresh the connection.
I think it's
breaking up.
Yeah.
I'm breaking up with you. You're not breaking up with me.
I don't understand, man. Hold on.
No, it's...
Hello? Can you hear me?
Hello?
And I want to feel and scrape away your pride and flame-boiled skin and put your beautiful organs right into the buckets. I want to strain them, mix your organs all up in a blender, then take your blood, yes, your blood, and put it all over my hair.
Someone sent us an email with a complete list of all the Pokemon.
Gee, thanks.
How many of those are there now?
Who cares?
I care.
I have no idea.
Earn your Pokemon deck, then.
You got what? You got the list right there.
I'm not gonna count them.
Name them all.
Gotta name them all.
I don't rate ponies.
Got an email from Andrew. Says, "Hey guys, I was wondering if either of you started a band. What would you name it, and what would you play?"
My band is WHFE. I can't say what that acronym stands for on the Noxcast, though.
What's your band, Jason? Wait, does he mean if we all three started a band?
My band would be the Snaztastics.
Snaztastics. My band would be the, Matt just sent me what WHFE stands for.
WHFE.
I want to join Matt's band.
Yeah, I told you about it when I was down, Jason. Don't you remember?
Oh, wait. Kind of vaguely.
Wait, no, you got it backwards.
Oh, whatever. I'm Liz Dexic.
Oh, I remember that. That was gonna be a podcast we do too.
Yeah.
We got a lot of podcasts to do.
That's everything, not everyone.
You know, one episode, we should devote 10 minutes to, like, each one of these spinoffs to see, like, how they do. Like, 10 minutes we can do, 10 minutes we can do Nox at Night, another 10 minutes we can do Matt's stupid thing, and then the last 10 minutes we can do WFHE.
Yeah,
it's never gonna happen.
Our schedules are too busy. I mean, I've got a 8:30 lunch with Kevin Smith and George Lucas at the same time. But after that, I have to question each and every single presidential candidate. Make sure they're on the right track.
That's Matt. He's got it going on.
He's important.
Got an email from WWE fan.
Oh god, can
says,
we skip it?
Hey, I heard you talking in episode 6 about Clay World the Invasion. Is it done, or have you just forgotten about the whole thing?
I forgot about the whole thing.
He decided to stitch a sweater entirely out of hemp instead.
No, it was this Clay World game that we were gonna make, but the people who were making it, they gave up.
Got an email from Isaiah. They said, "Nox, have you gone to Nox City, Texas yet?"
No, but I've been on a Nox street before.
You should go to Fort Nox. And claim it.
I hate you all. Hey, Jason.
Yeah.
I hate you.
That's not nice.
I'm just kidding. I don't hate you. I don't hate you. I don't hate Matt.
You sure?
I don't know. No, I like Matt. I like Jason.
All right.
Oh, man, so many emails.
Matt, do you like me?
Yeah.
Good enough. Jason, do you like me?
Oh, of course.
He's much better at it than I am. He's had practice.
Well, he's had 3 years of practice.
All right, no more of this email.
No more. One more.
No.
One more.
I closed the program.
Hey, because it's really hot, and it will all cool down a little bit.
Aw.
Close the program, Robert.
Hey, Matt.
Yes?
Matt, you should write me a fan mail to my IM.
All right.
Pretend you're a 13-year-old fan. No swearing.
Oh. Delete.
I don't want to make Jason work extra time on this episode. Nothing to do with raping. Dear Knox, love you. From behind. Dear Knox, love you from behind.
there you go.
That's his name.
Jason, your turn.
No.
Jason!
No.
They say you suck. They love you from behind.
Yeah, at least somebody likes me.
Okay, here, I'm writing you a fan mail, Robert.
Okay. Hey, Knox. You're the best at sucking.
That's a good one.
There you go.
Man, you guys are the best. Man, it's so fun sitting here every week talking to you guys.
I know, isn't it?
Answering fan mail from my adoring fans.
Isn't it magical?
Yeah, it is.
And let me tell you, you're worth all of it. You're worth everything in the world, Amanda. Amanda, I've seen all of your movies.
Mm-hmm.
I've watched every one of your television shows.
That's great, wow.
I have 3 gigs worth of high-res pictures of you on my computer. I printed out a giant image of your house from Google Maps on my ceiling, so when I go to sleep, I feel like I'm floating over your world, protecting you from evil with my various Japanese swords and ninja stars. I don't really work for UPS, Amanda. That was a ruse.
Right.
Amanda, I know we've never met, but I feel like we have a connection stronger than any force in the universe. I know you feel the same way. I know you feel a longing that you can't describe.
No, I'm calling the police.
I cut the phone lines.
Yeah, cell phone.
I rigged up the signal blocker. Amanda, I had to show you I was serious about my dedication to our love, to making this relationship work.
Please get out of my trailer. You're creeping me out.
Amanda, do you know what I brought in that box?
No,
It's hearts, Amanda. Human hearts.
Who's typing?
I'm not typing.
I'm not typing.
Well, if I'm not typing and Jason's not typing, then who can be typing?
Alright, well, we're at a half hour.
Half hour? Already?
Yes, already.
Didn't seem like it was forever.
I know.
That sent me something else.
Speak louder,
Dear
I can't
Knox.
Hear you.
Dear Knox,
louder.
Shut the up.
He'll bleep it out anyway.
Okay.
No, I'm not. Just I don't want to spend that work.
It's STF BB part BBQ laser beam.
It's STFU. So shut the barbecue laser beam.
I hate you. Love. Arrow pointing towards love. Your face.
And with that, we're done. Bye, everyone.
That's how you kids need to make fan mail. Take it from
I
us.
Hate you all. I hate you all, and I hate this show, and I hate all of you.
Stop hating America.
I'm just kidding.
America haters.
I'm just kidding.
Well, thanks for listening to Knoxcast episode 64. We will see you next week on another exciting episode of Knoxcast Radio.
Goodbye. Don't email us.
I'm 13. I hate America.
Yeah.
Shut up, Matt.
Any closing words?
I'm gonna kill you.
My closing word is, I'm 13 and I hate America because it's cool. Everybody else should hate America too.
We're so arrogant.
I wonder where that's
actually,
from.
See, actually, I like Matt. Never mind, I like Matt.
Bye, everyone.
This is why I don't totally hate you anymore.